got the Tucson Gym and Mineral Show going on here next weekend. Call and make a room reservation. I can testify that the rooms are already all gone. So maybe you can just drive in for the day. But in the Phoenix metro area, another staycation idea is get on out to Sanderson Ford. We're going to be boiling crawfish next Saturday morning for our live broadcast. So come on out and join us. The first 100 people that show up get a sampling of real Louisiana seasoned, cooked, Cajun prepared crawfish. Now, how could you not start a great Saturday morning like that? We're here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Donna's calling from Surprise, and there's an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Whatever you're working on around your house, home, castle, or cabin, there's a line open for you to join the conversation right now.
Donna, go ahead.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I live on a little hill, so my neighbor to the north of me is a little bit higher than I am, and the wall in the backyard that separates the two of us, at the bottom of the wall there's pipes for drainage for when it rains. And I had talked to you guys once before about, was there anything I could do to cap off those little pipes? And Rosie said no, that when a new development is built, the engineers go in and figure it all out. So it was just a nuisance before, but with the 100-year flood that we had a month ago or whenever that was, a lot of mud came from my neighbor's yard through those pipes and flooded my paver sidewalk that's back there. And then the water got into my garage and caused problems. I don't know who to talk to since it's, you know, designed into the development, I don't know.
Do you have a homeowners association?
Yes, I do.
Well, I would start there. But you do not want to plug those holes up, because rather than mud and water coming into your backyard, the entire wall will come into your backyard.
Oh, great.
It's not made to hold that water. And if we don't release the pressure by allowing it to drain like that, we're going to be causing a much bigger problem. But bring the homeowner association into the conversation and see if the yard uphill from you can't be recontoured, re-landscaped in a way that's causing you a lot less grief.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We appreciate the call. That is a troubling. Thankfully, it only happens a few times a year that we get enough water to create those problems. But yeah, it's amazing how many water problems we have in the state of Arizona because so many people build with the mindset, well, it never rains, so I don't have to worry about it. But in that mindset, it creates a lot of problems for us in the aftermath. So as you're working through that project, you know the number, 1-888-767-4348. Let us know how we can help you along the way. Is it Paul and Sun City?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. I've got my dad's old house, 20 years old. It's got the oak cabinets, and I want to turn around and refinish the cabinets. Basically, I want to, you know, put a color over them. What's the best way to clean them before to get them ready for paint? I was just going to get some simple green, some green Scotch Brite, wash them down good, scuff them a little bit, and then use a paint with a primer built in. Any
suggestions? Okay, Paul, hang on. Here, I'm gonna give you a much simpler way to handle this. You're out in Sun City. What I want you to do is get over to the house and pull one cabinet door off.
Okay.
And then I want you to get into the PPG paint store. Romy, what is that, 95th Avenue in Bell?
Not quite. It's on Grand Avenue and about 93rd. So just take 93rd. Grand into about the 101. As soon as you pass the 101, it's going to be on your right-hand side. You're going to see an RV dealership. Then you're going to see a sign that says Todd Whitaker Drywall. Then you're going to see Habitat for Humanity Restore. Then you're going to see Sand Plumbing Supply. And around the Sand Plumbing Supply is PPG Paints.
And, Paul, okay, what they're going to do is they're going to take a look at exactly what is on there. Depending on when the house was built, its chances are good that it's a simple stain with a varnish or a lacquer on it. We're going to take a look at it, assess it, analyze it. If you can tell them when the house was built, that's going to give them a big clue. They're going to give you any one of about four different products to clean the wood. It could be Passo. It could be TSP. It could be liquid sandpaper. And once we get it clean, you let them know what you want to do. we can actually have them color tint varnish if you want to keep the stain look. Brush that over with a China bristle brush, let it dry, hit it with 4-0 sandpaper, brush another layer on, and I promise you it will look brand new like the day they were installed. Well, you talked about painting it, and if you want to paint it, that's okay too. We still got to clean it. We're going to have to do some additional treatment at the joints so that the joints don't bleed through the paint, but they can talk you through every single step.
Yes, I want to, you know, I've done this. I've done some at my house. It's about the same age. And, you know, I don't want to do the brush deal. It just takes too long. I want to spray them. I've done the spraying before. But I was just wondering if it was a better way to clean them other than just normal stuff. But you gave me names of those different products. That definitely helps.
Okay.
And I know it's not fun. It's extremely tedious. But when you're coming to painting, or if you're refacing cabinets and you're going to be staining them, whatever the case may be, when you're applying a top coat, whether you're putting it on concrete and you're doing an acid stain, anytime you're putting a product on top of another product, the prep work on the existing surface is the most important part of that project. It's the most time consuming. It's the most aggravating. It seems like it never ends. But the better you do the prep work on the existing surface to take this new application coating you're going to apply, the better it's going to look, the longer it's going to last, and the happier you are going to be when it's done. So it may take 2 or 3 weekends. I wouldn't try and rush that project.